just enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. You can be part of the show, 833-563-2539. If you're listening to us today in Indianapolis, Indiana, most of the area, check your schools because it's foggy. Good luck seeing anything.
There's a dense fog advisory, so most schools have about a two-hour delay. They're pretty good about letting you know, but just check out, you know, your school.
As a kid, a two-hour delay to school is the coolest thing ever. Thinking about if I was a parent, that is the worst thing in the world. What the hell am I going to do with my kid for 2 hours?
Yeah, it was definitely a scramble. It's always a scramble because you're not planning for it. It's like they don't have the whole day. Like if you have a meeting or something, ugh. Good times.
Can mess everything up. That voice you're hearing right there, McKenzie. We also got Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, myself, Joe, in Houston. We got our technical producer, Lenny Bree. Let's start out with McKenzie. How was your day yesterday?
It was good.
Wait a minute.
I had a rough day. I had like a lot going on yesterday. It was like an emotional day.
You okay?
Yeah. Just like I'm excited to get to the end of this week.
Yeah.
Say it that way. It's already been a week and it's only Wednesday. But you know what really pumped me up? I went to Liv's cycle bar class and it was so awesome. I'm so proud of her. She's killing it. And that really does just like change your mentality. You get your body moving. The music's pumping. So she did a great job. So that was a lot of fun.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Liv the Web Girl, the bike master, the spin cycle lady. How was your day?
Mine was really, it was kind of busy as well. I had a dance lesson, which it has been forever since I've taken a dance lesson just with the holidays. I took a while off. And it felt so good. I was kind of like dreading it just because I had a lot on my plate. But I went and it was so much fun. And I love dancing so much. And so I don't know why I was like, oh, it's like another thing I have to do. Because when I go there and I start dancing, like it just like lights up my world. So it was so much fun. And then I had a cycle bar class right after that. And McKenzie was there and she absolutely killed it. And I love when she comes because it just makes it so much more fun. And like knowing actual people like out, you know, in the class, it just makes it so much better. And it gives me more energy and stuff. So it was a really, really good class.
It was a full class. There were tons of people there.
There was a lot of people there. So it was just a very good class. And like a lot of people were just giving so much effort. And I love that so much. And then after that, I went to go see 1917. So this movie theater by my boyfriend's house, they do $5 movies on Tuesdays.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So we always like try to go and it's up for so many awards and so many Oscars and actually won the Golden Globe for Best Picture. And now I know why. It is so good. I mean, it's definitely like a more serious and like there are some sad parts in the movie, but I just feel like it's like an important film.
So you didn't get bored because it's lengthy, right?
It's like 2 hours. Okay. It felt like it flew by.
Okay, good to know.
It flew by. I was on the edge of my seat the entire time.
I want to see it.
And I saw like a lot of like elderly men there, which I don't know why, but I have such a soft spot in my heart for like elderly men.
Probably veterans, perhaps.
And so now, and like, so I assume that like some of them were veterans. So yeah. Like, I mean, I'm sure that movie like hit them in an even different way than it hit me, but it was so excellent. But yeah, that was my day.
That sounds awesome. And I need to find out about that movie location. $5, that's my price. All right, Producer Porkchop, how was your day yesterday?
If you remember at the end of the show, at the end of the show yesterday, we were talking about how I have to be in a training video for my other job.
Yes. How did it go? Are you the star?
Well, yeah, it went good. So I actually remember also how I was talking about how I don't know if they wanted me to be the server in the video or the person eating.
Yeah.
So I brought two changes of clothes just in case. So for the first two takes, I was the server.
Yeah, that's right. Number one, baby.
And then for the last couple takes, I was the customer.
Which was more fun to be?
I guess more fun was being the server, but I enjoyed being the customer because I hate how in training videos they're always so cheesy and like, or sometimes that like the customers will just sit there. I actually like made it fun. Like the girl I was sitting with, we had a glass of wine. And so like when the girl server was coming, with the food, I was like, oh, hey, cheers. And like, you know, we cheers our wine and I took a sip and the girl came with the food and I was like, oh, thank you.
I don't think the script is cheesy. I think you might be cheesy.
No,
I'm just kidding.
I wish you would have been like, hey, can we make some alterations to the script right here? Like, I'm thinking right here, like, I accidentally knock over my wine, but the server's so good, so they clean it up for me.
Wait, so did you get to actually drink the wine?
I mean, just a couple sips.
I'm
like, if that was me, I would take as much as I could get. Like, so did you eat as well?
Yeah, I realized that it was work and they were on a time crunch. So as much as I wanted to eat every single, and then I didn't want to like start eating and then the guy like, oh, that was a bad take. Let's do it again.
Right.
And there's a bite mark in the burger. So at the very end of the film,
they
I
gave
did
you
eat.
The food.
No, I ate one of the desserts.
Ooh, what dessert? Which one?
Ooh, it's called.
Poor Tap is having a mental breakdown against his mic right now.
This is just very fitting for
the
week.
He just beat his mic.
He just literally slapped the silly out of that.
It's called the...
Oh, it works now.
No, I heard. It's called the Maker's Mark Bourbon Cake.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was worth the wait
to
hear it.
It's got chocolate powdered sugar, whipped cream, caramel, and they actually take Maker's Mark from the bar and make the cake in the bag.
Oh, that's cool.
That's amazing. You know, Maker's Mark is it's located where my brother-in-law's from.
Oh,
so
no
he's
way.
Always bringing us Maker's Mark bottles.
Cool.
Dang.
Cool.
It was very good.
Liv, can you do me a favor, too, when the liquor store opens, can you get Pork Chop something to drink? He's going to need
it
today.
I was
going
to say,
need some wine.
Just take the edge off.
You should take Chops to Lindsay's Christmas party.
Yeah,
there's going to be cocktails there.
You want to sneak into the company party she's got today? Her Christmas party's going on.
Gladly.
I got that going on today after the show, and then I'm supposed to go work out with my trainer, but I don't know how I'm going to do that if I have a little bit of a buzz on, so that's going to be awkward.
It might be more fun.
I think I might just puke everywhere.
Why do they do the Christmas party so early?
Well, they're doing it from last year. A lot of companies will do that. I don't know their reason. But
no,
like,
I meant like early in the day. Like you're working out after the Christmas party.
Well, I am, but like I think a lot of the employees like it. It's almost like a half day
at
work.
It's like at noon.
You
I
get
think
to celebrate.
For us, it's cool.
Yeah.
For us, yeah, like our company thing like should be, the middle of the day because that's when we're done. So I'll be out of here and then do that and then hopefully
get
a workout.
That'll be so much
fun. It will. It'll be really cool. And I love all my wife's coworkers are such good people. So yesterday I didn't actually watch the movie, but I got to do something where we had a movie premiere to go see Bad Boys for Life with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
I can't believe you didn't stay for the movie.
I wanted to have some time with my wife. I can't help it. I'm a committed man. But it was so cool being
a committed
listeners.
Man. You went home and like played COD with Chops.
You know, Mackenzie, I don't talk about your relationship.
Busted.
Okay, that is totally true. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Ooh, big breakup news. Plus, Tyler Perry is calling out a liar.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Big breakup news. Vanessa Hudgens and Austin Butler have split after nearly 9 years together. This is big news. They began dating back in September of 2011.
But when it comes to that, it's like it's in the guy's court, you know?
So Vanessa has confirmed that they are done. They split. She's not really like revealing what led to the split, but they have put in a lot of time together. So apparently, if it's not the one, it's not the one.
Are we handling this breakup okay? Are we gonna be all right?
I'm really upset.
I feel like Liv
by
is shook.
I'm really shook. Yeah. I loved them together. I'm obsessed with Austin Butler.
I love his lips.
Oh gosh, he's so sexy. Just,
oh yeah,
like,
I was
so
gonna
sexy.
Say those lips.
But they always used to like post a lot about each other, and she used to have them all over her Instagram, and she hasn't lately. Like, I have seen this coming. I would say probably a month ago, I got deep into their Instagrams, like trying to see if they had any breakup news because they hadn't posted about each other in so long.
That's a good way to know if there's like trouble in paradise. Kind of the same thing with Julianne Hough. I mean,
yes,
when the posts, they
especially
kind of
when it goes from like 100 to like zero.
Exactly. So, well, good news if you think either of them are sexy, they are now single. Ken Jennings, he just won Jeopardy, the greatest of all time tournament.
Now we come to Ken Jennings. His response was, "Who is Iago?" That is the correct response. Ken Jennings, you are the champion, the greatest of all time. Congratulations. It has taken 15 years for Ken Jennings to finally answer the question, is he as good as he appeared to be in that great run on Jeopardy?
Lindsay was my wife.
Wow.
She's like, that kind of sounded insulting, didn't it? Like, is he as good as he appeared to be? Now we finally know he is.
It's yeah, like, he's the greatest of all time. How cool is that?
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, absolutely. Also cool, Coming to America Part 2. Can't wait to check this out. Here's Leslie Jones, who's going to be starring in it.
But you're starring with him in the upcoming sequel to
yes.
Coming to America.
Yes. Yeah, and it's really good. It's really, really good. It's the plot is great. We had so much fun filming it. There was a lot of laughter.
What part are you playing?
I'm playing Akeem's baby's mama.
Oh, my God!
Is that
yeah,
not perfect?
Akeem's baby.
I love that.
I love her, too. And that drops August 7th, so we have to wait till the summer. But Coming to America 2 is going to be awesome. Also awesome, Tyler Perry, he sat down with Jimmy Fallon saying, you know what? The scale is a huge liar.
Yeah, no, I'm done with that. Done with that. Well, this year, I went in the bathroom after, you know, New Year's, got on the scale, and I just looked at it and said, you're a liar. You are a liar. I found a Sharpie, and I went in and I wrote fake news across the top of it. Because it changes all the time.
Right.
If you move them on the floor, then the whole weight will change by like a pound or half a pound or something. That pound is the difference between me having a burrito and a drink. So yeah, that's like, so if it's a pound, I'm like, whatever, I'm out of it. I'm out.
What burrito's
that's
eating?
That's so true, though, right?
Oh, when I'm trying to lose it, I'm like, let me move the scale there. Oh, I lost 6 points of a pound. Okay.
I rarely weigh myself. But one time I did, and it was literally like 13 pounds heavier. I was like,
what?
Oh, my gosh. And then it was just like I had it messed up, and I put it
yeah.
in, and it was like correct. But I was like, that's crazy.
Oh, Mackenzie, you forgot. You had a burrito in your hand. No wonder it was 13 pounds heavier. Yesterday, Pork Chop, for whatever reason, gets into one of these zones where he's not really like being producer Pork Chop and he's looking at random things. He was taking a car quiz or a car part quiz, and now he thinks he's the car part expert. I want to see how good he is with car knowledge, how Liv is, how Mackenzie. We're going to have a little car knowledge battle, and you could play along too. It's coming up next. We're Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. We are Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. Hey, coming up in the next 20 minutes, Joe's needed to know news. There is something that has been so cute and popular on Disney Plus, which is now coming to malls near you, which are going to drive adults and maybe kids insane. You're going to want to go make this yourself. We'll tell you about that. Also, after that, we've got Song of the Day. It's a very fun category today. Your votes on your phone get to decide what song we play, so don't go anywhere. Yesterday, producer Porkchop, how did it exactly come up? Because we're doing the show, we're wrapping up, you know, kind of getting stir crazy, wanting to get out of here. And out of nowhere, you're like, hey guys, you're like quizzing us with car trivia. What was happening?
Yeah, I saw something on Facebook, and it was just a random car trivia. It was like, hey, take this test and see how much you know about cars. And I was like, you know what? Me being, you know, A, bi, and B, from New Jersey, you know, like inner city, like, I think the... what's the word?
Stereotype?
Yeah, stereotype is that I probably don't know much about cars. And I feel like I know a decent amount. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take this quiz and see. I wanted to see how everyone else does.
Ooh, okay.
So yeah, I took the quiz and I got like a 37 out of 49, which is 76%. And I'm happy with that. That's pretty good.
The funny thing to me is, so I represent car dealerships and I'm the spokesperson, but I
uh-oh.
Don't know. But people ask me like technical car questions and I'm not an engineer.
Like, hey, Mackenzie, I have this car problem.
I get the eyeballs, I get the bodies into the dealerships and then they take it from there. So I'm going to like disclaimer. I don't know that much about cars.
Now, the thing is that happened, he wanted us all to do this, and Liv was the first one. What happened when you tried to take the quiz, Liv?
So when I tried to take the quiz, like a virus popped up, like that I was going to win a free Amazon gift card, and it's not real. It's a scam, even though we're giving away a free Amazon gift card later. No, we're not. Just kidding.
Jeez, you guys are such teases. Sorry. It's okay.
Anyway, we did, though.
We did yesterday.
The last 2 days.
But maybe we will. Who knows? You have to listen all morning to find out.
Anyways, the point is, I tried to take it, and I tried to see what my score would be, how it compared to Chops, but a virus popped up, and I was no longer able to take it. And
okay.
It kept doing that every time I would try to take it.
So I figured, why not quiz you three? And if you're listening right now, maybe you could play along with a friend or somebody you're nearby and see how you do with your car trivia knowledge. This apparently is really basic stuff, okay? So I don't want everybody to get all, you know, upset, like, this is too hard. I'm trying to find the easiest of the easiest questions. Write down your answer. I'll come and see all three of you what your answers are. So no buzzing in, just write it down. Question number one, I need the answer to this. Why is it essential that you rotate your tires on your car? They say you're supposed to rotate your tires. Why are you supposed to rotate your tires? Just give me a thumbs up or something so I know when everybody's all in. Or actually, you know what? Say in so I know you're actually ready to go.
In.
Okay.
In?
In.
All right. What are your answers? They wear down, the tire pressure equilibrium, and what
I just
was yours?
Said, so they don't get old.
So they don't get old. I'm going to give Pork Chop a point.
Come on!
No, the answer is tires rotate unevenly, and rotating them can make them last longer by wearing more evenly.
I said so they don't get old.
And mine said pressure equilibrium. That is correct.
Mine said
tire
so they don't get old.
It's nothing to do with tire pressure.
It has to be equal.
No, it's the wear on the tire. No.
But I said so they don't get old. That's the same thing.
I would give Liv either half a point or a full point.
All right, give Liv a half a point.
So they don't get old.
Give Mackenzie a...
half a point.
A tenth of a point. Because it's totally not it, but I want to be nice. Okay.
Air participation trophy.
She's happy with it.
Yes.
Radio show.
Fine.
RPM stands for revs per this. Write down your answer. RPM stands for revs per this. Let me know when you're done.
Done.
If we're in a cycling class, I'll tell you what it means.
Okay, what are your answers? Let me hear them. You can just tell me your
minute.
Answers. Wow, look at my smarty pants.
Come to a cycle bar class. That also means revolutions per minute, which is basically rotations per minute.
Which revs is short for revolutions, so there we go.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't even know
that. Please take away half a point for her not knowing that.
No.
All right, hopefully you'll know this one, and I need a number for this answer, but I'm gonna do the modern-day standard and kind of broad. I'll give you a little range. How often do you need to change your engine's oil?
Oh, I know this.
Okay, we'll see about
it. Wait, you're looking for what?
I would like the mileage answer.
Oh, you want the mileage.
I would like mileage. I would like the mileage.
Hold on.
Well, there's the one that they suggest, and there's the one that I actually do. So
I want the one, I'll give you a chance to make sure your answer's final, that they suggest that you do.
Can I give mine?
Everybody say their answers.
Every 4,000 miles.
I did every 4,000 miles.
I said every 3,000.
Now, in reality, you're all wrong.
No way!
You should change every 5,000 to 7,500.
No, that's not true.
For synthetic
that's
oil.
That's not true. It's poor.
My engine
blew up, and they told me specifically every 4,000.
Yeah, I have synthetic oil. It's 5,000 miles. Conventional's 3,000.
I truly just guessed.
If you're a car expert, 833-563-2539, call in.
4,000!
Because as of now, no points for any of you.
What? Fine. Give me number four.
Okay.
It's four.
I know for a fact I'm right.
Here's question number four.
But I'm impressed that we all were in the ballpark.
I know.
Wow. True or false? Spark plugs are optional in most cars. The more you add to your car, the faster it will be able to drive. True or false? Give me your answers.
False.
False.
True.
Ladies, you're right.
Yeah!
Every car's got a spark plug.
You dummy.
Wait, what was the first part of the thing, of the statement?
Spark plugs are optional in most cars. The more you add to your car, the faster it will drive.
I know way more about cars than I thought.
Well, I just feel like a spark plug's not going to make your car faster.
What is the score, Producer Pork Chop, right now?
I've got 2.5.
I've got, I guess, 2.
I've got 2 1/10.
Ooh, I'm winning. Who knew?
Okay.
But ask me anything about makes and models, and I know everything.
Okay, that's not happening. Let's go to the phone and see if somebody can clarify and give you a point. Hey, good morning, Joe and Mackenzie. Who is this?
Sarah.
Hey, do you know anything about like the actual oil in a car, when it should be changed?
My dad is an auto mechanic, and he says that if you go over 4,000 miles,
you are basically tearing your engine apart, so you should do it every 3,000 miles.
So should I give all of them a point for their answer?
Yes.
Okay. Yay. Thank you for your call. Thanks
also,
for your dad for that.
I just want to say, Porkchop, when he like heard that it was a girl that called in, he immediately
like
looked
I held my
worried.
Breath.
Oh, he's yeah. like, he's like hang up.
I wasn't sure if she was calling in about this or something else.
All right. Let me do one more question, okay? And if you get this one, maybe you'll win. What does... what does ABS stand for?
Oh, that's easy.
Okay, ABS or A, BS.
I don't even know what that second one was.
Are you saying like, are you saying A dot B dot S? Or
oh my
just
gosh,
saying
Chops,
B dot S?
I was listening to Liv and he thought I was cheating and he just covered his answer like in high school.
I need to know. Are
He's
we talking
so
about
intense.
A dot B dot S dot? Or are we talking about
Pork
B
Chop,
dot
what
S?
Do you think I'm telling her so we can clarify?
ABS, exactly
ABS.
What you said.
ABS.
Okay.
All right, everybody say their answers. What do you got?
Anti-lock brake system.
Liv?
Bullshoot.
Whoa.
I had auto brake system.
Producer Porkchop is your winner this morning with anti-lock
I
braking
have three
system.
And a half.
I have 3 out of 10.
I got 4.
Oh, okay, dang it. Just by a smidge.
I guess he is the car expert, but hey, Mackenzie, still the TV commercials.
Yeah, so go to Andy Moore Automotive. More means more.
Dang, it sounds so crazy in real life. Let's do this. There we go. Coming up next, Joe's Need to Know News. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. The footage of this is insane. A plane that was making an emergency landing in Los Angeles yesterday had to dump their jet fuel because they don't want to explode. If there is a crash, they want to get all that fuel out as they're landing. And they had to do it on an elementary school playground where kids were playing at the time. The fire department was called to the school to treat students and teachers who were sprayed by fuel or inhaled the fumes. 20 children and 11 adults were exposed to the fuel and the other inhalation problems. The plane took off. It was going to China, so it was loaded with fuel. And they declared emergency. They turned around to land. Safely made the landing after I mentioned dumping all that fuel, but to see it, it's like whoosh,
yeah, and just all the videos and the accounts by the kids, it was heartbreaking, so scary.
Yeah, so they're gonna be okay, but that's just a bad situation. Okay, I have been inside of one, but it always freaks me out because they're always packed and I can't handle it. Build-A-Bear, who's been to one?
Ooh, oh yeah,
not in years though.
Okay, well, Build-A-Bear is going to debut a build-your-own Baby Yoda plushie from their Disney Plus show, The Mandalorian.
Cute.
Yeah, the Baby Yoda Build-A-Bear will be released in the next couple of months. Now, here's a fun thing I did not even know about. Nearly half of Build-A-Bear sales, like the money they make, comes from adults after partnering for products with companies like Lucasfilm, Disney, and Warner Bros. Because parents want them for themselves, or adult men or women want to have like a Baby Yoda. Not like your little daughter Lucy wants one, but you want one, Mackenzie.
My favorite ones, you can record your voice and put it in the Build-A-Bear so like they can hear you. You know, when they're sleeping, if they cuddle, they push a button.
Oh, love you, I do.
Yeah, like you could record that for Lindsay.
Perfect. Okay, I don't know why we make these bad lists all the time, but researchers analyzed CDC data and they made a little map. They revealed the top 100 cities with the highest STD rates. Baltimore came in at number one with chlamydia.
What? Baltimore? I would just guess it would be like Vegas or something.
I'd assume Florida with all the old people, you know, like they don't got much to do, being the most popular. Jackson, Mississippi came in second, followed by Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Montgomery, Alabama. Now, hopefully I don't butcher this one. Killen, Texas? That was eighth with the clap. And Indy, congratulations to you. You made the list at number 10, also with the clap.
Ew!
That's so gross.
You know what other lists we made were the ninth for bed bugs.
Well,
ew, like, what is wrong?
Wouldn't it be terrible? Like, well, you got two things. You have the clap and you've got a bad case of bed bugs.
People in Houston are listening to this and are like, dude, keep that out.
Okay, if you're not a fan of pineapple pizza, you're probably going to hate this. A pizzeria in Denmark is putting kiwi on its pizza, and the kiwi slices are circular, so they kind of look like a green pepperoni, like maybe it's rotten or something. Mm. How do we feel about trying a kiwi pizza?
I mean, I'd try it.
I'm not into it.
Not into it.
Do we like pineapple on pizza? Because I do.
It's not the worst thing in the world, but I'd prefer it not be on there.
You know what I really like? Grilled pineapple, if you never tried it with some cinnamon on top. It's actually very good. Like in the summertime, you grill it.
That sounds excellent.
You're talking food to me, and I like it. And next Monday is one of the top days of the year to fake a sick day.
Monday?
Next Monday.
Well, we're off anyway, right?
It's the
right?
day after the Super Bowl.
Oh, you mean the day after the Super Bowl.
Right?
Not Martin Luther King
no.
Day.
No, next Monday.
Oh, this upcoming Monday.
Correct. A week for, like, this... Did I not say it right?
No, I don't. It's always confusing. This Monday or next Monday, like, could mean the same
so
thing.
So next
really.
Monday would be
Martin
not
Luther
the 17th.
King Day.
Yeah, it would be
like this Monday. The next Monday would say this Monday.
Oh, we would.
Yeah,
coming up.
Yeah, this
so,
Monday is
so
Martin
like
Luther
this
King
upcoming
Day.
Monday.
But we just had this Monday.
No, that was last Monday.
That was
last
Monday.
Monday.
So this Monday is
yes.
the one of the
there
top days of the year to fake a sick day. Son of a dummy. The most popular days of the year to fake a sick day are the day after Christmas, the day after Easter, and January 2nd, right after, of course, New Year's. Monday dominates in general the list for all the days throughout the year, like Mondays in general. Next Monday is Martin Luther King Day, so people will be taking that off, and then I guess a lot of people will be calling in sick, faking stuff.
Yeah, and kids have it off mostly, so... I get it. If parents are like, just take it off too.
Okay. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out at joemckenzie.com or just text JAM, J-A-M, to 52140, and we will send you the link on your phone. Who's ready for a song of the day?
Ready.
Woo! Ready.
All right. It's coming up next after Ed Sheeran and Khalid. Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. You are going to use your phone and you're going to text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. And then you'll be prompted to vote for either A, B, C, or D. We each have a letter that we represent. And you vote on what song you think is the absolute best song and you want to hear here on Radio Now. So, with no further delay, the category. You're in a high-speed chase. What song are you playing? I like this one. Producer Porkchop, we'll kick it off with you. You're in a high-speed chase. What song are you going to be blasting in your ride?
So I just want to say that since we've started Song of the Day, like I've always been in first place. And if Joe or Liv wins today, it'll be the first time that I'm just not in first place.
Wait, I didn't hear my name.
Yeah. You've got zero wins this year, Mackenzie. You've got some catching up to do.
Come on, help a sister out today.
Oh, no! We suck again!
So today, for my song, I'm pretty sure this was in one of the Grand Theft Auto games, or Need for Speed, like, back in the day. So I was trying to think, like, if I'm driving fast and, you know, there's a cop behind me, like, what song do I need to pump me up to elude the police officer? And that is Chamillionaire, Riding Dirty.
Got warrants in every city except Houston, but I still ain't losing.
They see me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty. 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 My music's so loud.
So, if you want to vote for me, text SONG to 52140 and vote for option D.
Okay, Live the Web Girl, you're in a high-speed chase. What song are you playing?
So, when I heard this, I was like, oh my gosh, like trying to think, rack through my brain. And then I thought of, I want to be a baller, shot collar, 20-inch rims on the Impala. So I was like, oh my gosh, I absolutely have to go with that song. And it's Wanna Be a Baller by Little Troy.
Wanna be a baller, shot caller, 20th play, only Impala, caller, get late tonight. Switch the road tight, got spray behind, I hit the highway, making money to fly away. But it's got to be a better way, better way, better way.
That's a good one. Okay, okay.
That would make me want to drive slow.
Well, that's you, not me. It would make you want to drive fast. I'd be like, I'm such a baller in a high-speed chase right now. It's like I'm in Fast and Furious.
When he says shot collar, I thought he said shock collar, like you'd put on a dog.
Okay.
Oh, vote for me, 52140. Text that number, text the word song, and vote C.
Okay. Sounds like you had a gun to your head when that was in. Do it
well,
now.
This is a new thing we're doing, and I forgot.
Okay, well, here we go. It doesn't matter if you remember to do it or not, because I think I will get a lot of votes for this one today. Man or woman, you are probably down with every artist in here, because this is a four-pack of flavor in your ear. You've got Limp Bizkit. You got DMX. You've got Method Man, Redman, and I think I'm forgetting somebody else. It's called Rollin' Urban Assault, because if I'm in a high-speed place chase and they're trying to catch me, I'm going to be rolling, 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 rolling.
I'm moving, I move out. Hands on the hands down. Back up, back up. Tell me what you going to do now. I breathe in, I breathe out. Hands on the hands down. Back up, back up. Tell me what you going to do now.
Rolling, 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 rolling.
What?
Rolling, 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 rolling.
That is just too intense for right now.
Oh, my God. You two dainty ladies.
Gives me anxiety.
Listen, if you don't have anxiety and you want to hear that in your ear hole, then I got you hooked up. All you have to do is vote. Text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140 and go with the easy choice, my choice, letter A. Mackenzie, you're in a high-speed chase.
I'm in a high-speed chase, and this one will just like get you going. You're like, oh, I got this. Okay, it was originally done by MJ, but Alien Ant Farm redid it. It's Smooth Criminal. Keep driving.
I can't. That is so intense for me right there. And they're
but
yelling.
But it's still like screaming. No, it's got a beat. So if you want to vote for that one and help me win, come on, vote for the underdog. Text 52140, the word song, and vote for B.
Okay, your options again are Riding by Chameleonaire, Pork Chop went with that. Liv went with Wanna Be a Baller by Little Troy. Myself, Joe, I went with Rollin' Urban Assault by Limp Bizkit and other artists. And Mackenzie went with Smooth Criminal by Alien Ant Farm. Text song, S-O-N-G, to 52140 to vote. Hey, I don't know like what your schedule's like, but we do something called the Box of Shame, and that's coming up in about 45 minutes from now. Producer Porkchop is scheduled to face it. There's a way he can get out of it. We'll tell you about that later, but you definitely want to check it out around 7:50, 6:50 Central here on Joe and Mackenzie. Box of Shame, that's what I just talked about. Song of the day, getting the results right now. That's our computer, Rosie. Porkchop's looking things up. I will remind you right now about the category. It was You're in a High-Speed Chase. What song are you playing? We had producer Porkchop say, I'm going to be playing Riding by Chameleonaire.
They hating, patrolling, and trying to catch me riding dirty.
Okay, then we had Live the Web Girl. She wanted to be a baller with Little Troy.
I hit the highway, making money to fly.
Okay, and myself, Joe, I just needed to get pumped up. If I'm on a high-speed chase trying to get away from the law, I want to hear some Rollin' Urban Assault. It's kind of a remix by Limp Bizkit and a bunch of other artists.
Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling.
Yeah, I ain't stopping. And Mackenzie, she gets pumped up. She gets ready to go with Alien Ant Farm, their cover by Michael Jackson called Smooth Criminal.
Hey, you okay? You okay? You okay, Addy?
Okay, results are in, and we're about to find out.
Something new has happened for the first time ever.
Nobody
today.
Got a vote?
There is a three-way tie.
No way. Hey, we have to shout out Emily and the other amazing girl who called in, because they call in and they voice their votes. I appreciate that.
For last place.
Wow, so a clear-cut winner.
Yes. There is a three-way tie for last place. So it's like the percentage is the same, but it's separated by like one vote each. So let's see here. Coming in last place with 20% of the vote, Mackenzie. Coming in third place with also 20% of the vote, Joe. Coming in second place with 20% of the vote, Liv the Web Girl.
Wait, how is this happening? Wouldn't we all be in like fourth place?
I said there is a three-way tie for last place. Yes.
But they're all separated by one vote. Like, all the percentages,
percentages are the same, all separated by a vote.
I was like, why do I have to be at the bottom?
Because you have one vote less than the others.
Did Coming you vote in for yourself?
First place with 40%, me, producer Porkchop.
How does Raiden win? I'm sorry.
That's a good song.
I am sorry, but if the cops are chasing you, you've already been caught, man. They
He's
busted you
riding
dirty.
He's physically riding dirty.
They have busted you, but either way, producer Porkchop, your song of the day winner. Thank you for your votes. I'm into it. I like it.
That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
What we're into, we put this up online at joemckenzie.com. Later on, we make a blog for it, so you can go check all these things out. The first one that we'll go is with mine, and it's something a friend told me about. I was just looking for new things to follow on Instagram. I don't know about you guys, but I follow my friends, but I've been trying to do a better job of following things that I want to see instead of crap I don't want to see. So I'm like, all right, I'm trying to get healthier, trying to eat right and work out. Maybe I should follow some like really good inspirational meal prep things or really good like people that work out. So I've been doing that, and one thing I stumbled upon, it was called Fit Men Cook. It's this guy, he's got an account, Fit Men Cook. You can find him on Instagram, Twitter, and the website is fitmencook.com, but we'll link all this at joemckenzie.com. There are so many free recipes, and if you're on any kind of diet, like whatever it is, he has everything and anything in between. It's really fun. He hosts like a video on his YouTube channel. They're quick, they get to the point, but the food looks so good. It's real food. Some of it's complex, some of it's, but most of it's easy. Like anybody, if you're kind of new to a kitchen, you could probably make the food.
Nice.
You don't have to be a gourmet chef. So I'm just so inspired because I think of like, okay, I'm gonna lose weight, rice, chicken, steak, fish, but there's so many options, and some of even the good stuff that, like, I love wings, and they have this air fryer recipe, which is so much healthier. So I would check that out. That's what I'm into this week. Fit Men Cook on social media and online.
So that's why you were asking about an air fryer earlier.
Yes, we have an air fryer, but I don't know how to use it. But man, I want some wings right now. What about you, Mackenzie? What are you into this week?
Well, we're all kind of into this. I'm so excited. Netflix has announced season 3 of You is coming with Penn Badgley. They're actually filming right now.
It's hard to have a fresh start when the past is on your mind.
It is
it's
a good show.
Good. If you haven't, you totally need to binge watch it. So season 2 just hit Netflix right after Christmas, December 26th, but season 3 is coming. So your addiction to Joe Goldberg is going to be sustained. I'm happy to report. So I'm into You on Netflix. Check it out.
Chops, you need to seriously watch it so we can talk more about it on the show.
I know. Today is like my first shift. Tonight is my first shift off in like a week. So
he's going to play Call of Duty.
Yeah. You can watch a whole season tonight. Live the Web Girl, what are you into?
I am into this song. I love it so much. My sister actually introduced it to me, which never happens because I have way better taste in music than she does. I'm just kidding. I love you. But she introduced me to this song, and I use it for Cycle Bar all the time. And I just like love to listen to it because it brings me so hype. And I love Whitney Houston. It's called Higher Love by Kygo. Bring me a higher love. I'm all up. Bring me a higher love. They know I love Whitney Houston, and then you add a good Kygo remix to it. I mean,
it's
yes,
so
it's all I need.
I discovered that on my Insta stories. I love to pair music with like whatever I'm posting, and they had it. I was like, what's this? Because I love me also some Whitney Houston. I'm like, this is the jam.
Yes, so good.
All right, Porkchop, what are you into this week?
So I know when it comes to health, Like, I'm not the best guy to ask for advice. But last week, I kind of taught Liv something about health. There's this app called MyChart. And basically, it's an app that it has, like, usually it has all your, like, test results, like from blood work.
Like medical charts.
Yes, thank you. And the other week, I was telling Liv about how I was looking at my blood work. And she's like, oh, no way, I want to do that too. So, excuse me. So it's always just, you know, really healthy to get checkups every so often, do your blood work. And it's cool to just see it, look at it, and know that you're healthy. So it's called MyChart. It's an app.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Chops. We appreciate that. If you want to see what we're into, we're putting it all together on a blog right now for you to check out at joeandmackenzie.com or just text JAM, J-A-M, to 52140 to give you a quick link to that. Mackenzie, working on the tea this morning. What's coming up?
Jessica Biel is still mad at hubby JT and who Cam Newton got pregnant.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
It's tea time, and I have some steamy tea for you right now. Billie Eilish has written and recorded the new James Bond theme song. How cool is this, Billie?
What?
The youngest artist in history to write and record a James Bond theme song. Details about the song not really released yet, but we do know she wrote the song with her older brother, Phineas, who played a role in her debut album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? So this is really, this is a huge step for Billie Eilish.
I can't wait to hear how it sounds. Is it going to be kind of a slow, kind of a James Bond thing?
It should be pretty seductive. The latest Bond film is titled No Time to Die and should be out in April. Well, Demi Lovato is set to perform at the Grammy Awards. Demi announced that she will be performing. This is really cool. We haven't seen her since she was in the hospital, went for treatment, so it'll be great to see her out and about shining as she always does. Also set to perform Run DMC with Aerosmith at the Grammys. That's
That'll
cool,
be cool.
Right?
A little reunion.
Yeah, they're going down in LA on January 26th. Cannot wait. Hosted by Alicia Keys for the second time. Well, Jessica Biel, she is still upset with her hubby Justin Timberlake following that PDA photo scandal. You knew that was going to happen. I said, when he is publicly issuing an apology, publicly, for being spotted holding hands, being a little feely with his co-star, Alicia Wainwright, she was like, you get your butt out there and make this right. So apparently, still trouble in paradise. Things are a little icy at home.
Cry me a river.
I see what you did there.
That's a song. It's my bad.
I see what you did there. Well, Cam Newton split with his longtime girlfriend after getting an Instagram model pregnant.
I plan on being here in a fashion that I'm comfortable. I don't, you know, have to beat to nobody else's drum except for mine.
Okay, now this is all allegedly. These are the rumors, but the QB and his girlfriend Kia Proctor have broken up. The two welcomed their fourth child back in March. Now, during the holidays, Kia usually posts photos with Cam, but not this time. They allegedly called it quits when he got a pregnant, got a fitness model named Lorena Shaw pregnant. So we'll keep you posted on this. It's very juicy.
So would you call that a QB sneak?
You're just full of them today, Joe.
Anybody? Hey!
Oh, man. And then sources are saying that he actually moved this lady into an apartment above his restaurant to be closer to him.
I wish I had money where I could hide another person. Wouldn't that be so cool if you were that rich? You could just hide a whole other person.
Yeah, I was propositioned by an athlete, and they're like, let's just have a year of fun and like get me apartment stuff. But that's just not who I am, but it happens.
To switch places with Mackenzie, what I would do.
It happens. Would you want to switch places, Joe, with Meatloaf?
Like the food?
No, the singer. Remember him from back in the day? Meatloaf is suing a hotel after the stage like that he fell off of left him in the hospital for 42 days. He's 72, by the way.
Dang, that's so old. That's like you could just like die.
So the lawsuit claims that both the hotel and convention failed to do their job and provide a safe environment. I mean, he was down and out for a long time, so he is suing mad. Oh, Meatloaf.
Oh, poor Meatloaf.
Hey, Mom! Can we get some Meatloaf?
Oh, so good.
All right. Well, good luck to Meatloaf. I hope he recovers. Yesterday, I had some friends in the radio that found out from their bosses, but also just secondhand, oh, hey, you no longer have a job. They found out they were fired.
Yeah.
It's kind of awkward, but I think we've all been there, and maybe you can laugh about it now. How did you find out you were fired?
Give us a call, 833-563-2539. It could be the old-fashioned way, or maybe you got a heads up by somebody. Like, how did you find out? Maybe you saw it in a press release. You're like, oh, I guess I don't have a job anymore.
Wonderful. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Never an easy thing to do in my professional career. Knocking on wood, I have not been fired. When I was younger,
I thought you got fired from McDonald's.
Well, that's not, I mean, no offense, that's not my professional career, like radio career.
And what, Subway?
Yeah, I got fired for stealing. I gave out like 6 subs one night to my friends, and I guess they had cameras.
Oh.
Because I was like, what do you want, man? Meatball marinara? Boom! It's on me. Then it was on me because I had to pay it. But we're kind of wondering today, hopefully the wounds have healed, because losing a job can be devastating. How did you find out you were fired? Besides the obvious, come into my office, you're fired.
Right.
Like you weren't, like they were supposed to tell you, but whether your friend's like, oh, McKenzie, I'm sorry about you, you lost your job. Like, what are you talking about, Joe? Like,
yeah.
Oh, whoops, never mind.
Never mind. 833-563-2539.
And then Liv the Web Girl brought up a very interesting question too that we kind of wanted to tie into this. And what was your question?
My question is, like, if you know someone is getting fired, do you tell them beforehand? Do you intervene, or do you just let it go out naturally?
Yeah, that's a dicey question. I worked at a television station, and an anchor was getting fired, and people knew, and it was really hard and interesting because no one told him, but then the person, because they wanted someone to replace him right away, like, she knew and had it, like, big and bold on her calendar, and it was just very weird and awkward.
Jeez, that is kind of weird.
It's cutthroat.
833-563-2539. Let's go to Holly this morning, listening in Houston on 92.1 Radio Now. Hey, Holly, what's your story?
Hey, guys. Good morning. So I was working for a private security company. I was a dispatcher. And so I worked on a computer, and I was at work on technically, I guess, my last day. And I was just, you know, looking through the computer, and I found a Word document with a schedule of my replacements for the next, like, 2 weeks.
No! And what did you do?
To tie into Liv's question, I straight up asked my supervisor. I was like, hey, you know, I found this. Like, what's going on? And she was like, well, they don't really know yet. I called out for a medical emergency, and I had a doctor's note, and because it was on a weekend, they fired me for it. And so, yeah, so she, you know, next day, she calls me at 8 o'clock in the morning. She goes, yeah, you're fired.
Oh, God, man. That sucks. So,
sometimes, yeah, though, cool. I will say when firings happen, they call them tower moments, and they're shakeups. Because sometimes people, they get very complacent. You get way too comfortable. You loathe your job, but you're scared to put yourself out there and take a risk and do anything else. So sometimes I do feel like the universe or whoever, you know, your higher power you believe in shakes you up so you can actually stretch yourself further and get into something, because if you don't have the courage yourself to do it.
So you find out, like Liv was asking, and maybe I know too, we're like, hey, we're going to go a different direction with our producer role, and they are going to let go of producer Porkchop. You're his friend, obviously, and we're coworkers. Are you going to tell him? And, like, should you? 833-563-2539. Like, are you going to tell him, McKenzie?
I would tell Porkchop.
How are you going to tell him? How are you going to tell him? Like, what do you say directly?
Because I put myself in that situation, I would want him to tell me.
But what if our
boss... Would you tell me?
I don't think you should, though, because, like, what
if... No, he won't. Listen.
No, listen. What if there's, like, some sort of last-minute change and they decide not to fire you? So now you've just, like... You know, you've changed your whole, like, you're getting ready to be fired, or maybe you're under contract and there's weird stuff, and then all of a sudden you're not fired. It's like, oh, well, you
and
know,
I mean, I think it comes into play, too. It's different when you have a child, too, because it's not just you. I mean, if you get fired, you have another life you're responsible for. So, like, if you have a family, like, it's impactful for everybody, but a man who has, like, 5 kids and a wife is different than, like, a single person getting fired. Not that it's not as intense and terrible. I'm just saying it's a different level of freaking stress.
Okay, but you tell them, though, but what difference does it make? Like, if they're going to be fired, they're going to be fired. So what good are, how are you helping them with that stress?
I would just want someone to tell me. I'm really ballsy, though, and I don't like if someone's like, you can't say anything or you don't get fired. Like, I look out for people, because at the end of the day, your company, no matter how great they are, they're looking out for them. You could die tomorrow and they'll replace you in probably a few weeks. So I want people to keep that in mind. But, like, human connection, that's what life, for me at least, is truly about.
Okay, so are you going to tell Porkchop?
What?
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Hang on a second. I need you guys to stop the music. That's not the right mood. The right mood music. Oh yeah. There we go.
I don't feel like this is the right mood music either.
All right.
I want some Genuine Pony.
Well, hold on. What about this?
Okay, we're going old school.
I feel like there's some passion in the air.
Grandparents.
I know,
it's
real. Oh, my hip. Oh, yeah, get down.
You would be surprised, old people.
Well, I know. We just talked about STDs earlier, and they're getting it in. What excuses have you used, or what excuses have been used upon you to turn down flipping pancakes? 833-563-2539. I have to say that my relationship with my wife, as far as stereotypes of women have headaches, I don't think that's ever happened. I don't think my wife has ever once turned me down when I've asked. I'm always the one turning her down.
This shocks me.
And it's not that I don't want to hook up with her. I'm uncomfortable with my body, but also I really am tired. I'm tired, guys. I need to go to bed. So I tell my wife that I am tired. Anybody else in that same boat? 833-563-2539.
So that's like a genuine, like, reason.
That's an excuse, though.
It's not
though.
Really an excuse. One time I used an excuse. Oh, my gosh. I hope my parents aren't listening. This was when I was younger, and I told a guy that I was a virgin. And that's why I didn't want to flip pancakes with him. And then he goes, oh, my gosh, me too. Like, you know, let's do this together. And I was like, no, no. And
so what happened?
Oh, I like stopped making out with him immediately and was like, yeah, let's just not.
Like,
it just did not happen. And then that was
Liv. He probably still's a virgin to this day.
Oh gosh, he literally like he was so sweet, but
that is hilarious. Do you think he was lying or?
Oh no, he 1000% was a virgin. I was really into gingers when I was like my first couple years of college. And so, like,
that is hilarious.
I was out of his league a little bit.
Okay.
Bless his heart.
He was
shooting for the stars.
All right.
It was bad.
That is, I feel kind of bad for that little guy. What about you, Mackenzie?
That little ginger. I don't know. Like,
yes, just
the old, like, oh, my stomach hurts or I'm tired or whatever. I mean, just like, whatever. I don't know.
What about your friends then? If you don't have a ton, like, do your girlfriends ever, like, girls talk like,
mostly
oh,
it's
I tell
like
him
my
this.
Stomach hurts. Or this is always a good one, like, girls, if you need to go to, like, it's my lady time. So, like, nothing's happening.
I've had
lady time is always
that.
A good
I've
one.
Had a friend say that she gets like really explicit describing like bowel movement. She's like, oh, I can't because I have really bad like diarrhea and like it's really bad.
Oh,
and she'll,
like,
that's intense.
She'll get really graphic with it, so then it's like he's not into it anymore either.
Whoa.
You'd be surprised what we can work with.
I actually used an excuse just last night. I told my boyfriend, I was like, oh, I promised Joe and Chad that I would play Call of Duty with them tonight.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How did he react?
He sat behind
and
on
cried.
The couch and
no, could you
watched
imagine
me play.
If
and he watched.
Oh my god!
That's the PG version of what
can
really
you talk?
Happened.
Oh my god!
And Joe was just listening on the headset. Has no idea.
And had no idea. And he was right behind you. Why didn't he go upstairs?
I don't know. Never mind. Never mind.
Oh,
this is so
there's a caller.
Word.
Could you imagine if Porkchop and I were like a bisexual couple or a gay couple and we would like never hook up?
You would hook up while playing 30... Call of Duty.
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, you would.
I need my hands on the controller.
Liv, you've never like, you know, with anything with your man while he's playing games?
No.
Why is she shaking her head yes? Okay, let's go to Nikki this
well,
morning
should.
And we'll hear from
wow.
you. By the way, we're no longer playing Call of Duty the Pork Chop. At least with headphones on. No wonder he was doing so bad. 833-563-2539. Couldn't hit anything. He said his controller was broken. Nikki.
Hey.
Good morning. What's
good
your excuse?
Morning.
What'd you do?
So I hardly ever turn down my husband, but he turns me down by saying he doesn't want to because he doesn't want to take a shower.
What do you mean? Like, but he doesn't want to take a shower like before?
Yeah, like after. Like, he's already taken a shower. He doesn't want to again, like, do it. So, or flip the pancake, sorry. So he doesn't take a shower the next, like, after.
I've used that.
How sweaty does he get?
And would you say, could you please stop being so lazy?
Can you
make
not?
Some effort
I mean,
here.
It's not like we go crazy or anything. It's like.
But he could take a quick, like, 10-second shower, like, in
like
and
a little
out.
Bird bath?
Yeah.
There was that person on Sex and the City. There was a scenario where the guy had to take a shower every single time. Like, immediately after they flipped pancakes, he had to take a shower. Like, he couldn't even, like, lay and cuddle or anything like that. And, like, this guy is, like, a freak because of that.
Why is that? No.
No, you want to get the love and smell
so
off.
That's a thing. I prefer, like, my boyfriend would tell you right now.
To, like, wash away the sins or what?
Like, maybe.
Well, I don't think Pork Chop. He'll be in the shower for a long time.
I'll never see him again.
Yeah, the water's going to get cold. That's not good.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
All right, Chops, are you ready for the Box of Shame?
OMG, you're in for a surprise.
Not really. Why? What's in there?
Well, there's a lot of options in there. We'll tell you about the possible ones you could pull, and you might be able to get out of it. If you can roll doubles, you can give the Box of Shame punishment to somebody else. But
it
might
be kind of fun in a fetish kind of way. It could be if you pull what I put in.
What the? Okay. Box of Shame, producer Porkchop. Could be facing a punishment today. He lost yesterday.
Yes, he did. One of the things in there, which I'm kind of hoping for, is make out with a mannequin. So we have to go to the mall, the closest one by, and go to a store and make out full blown with a mannequin, which would be really fun.
Great. And before you said something about a polar plunge, I hope if I get that, I hope someone brought a towel in because it's cold. In Indy, it's 30 degrees. In Houston, it's 70.
We have paper towels.
Yeah. Don't worry.
Yeah, you're a big baby. All right, let's see. We're live on Facebook. I'm sorry, on Instagram. It's Joe McKenzie. You can check it on out. And Porkchop,
he has
your chance
the dice.
Right now.
Yes, okay, so there's dice. And if he rolls doubles, he can pass on his dare to somebody else.
So roll one at a time. Let's hear what you got.
All right, okay. Here we go.
First
four.
One, four.
A four, that's strong.
So you need another four.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
A five!
Oh, so one close. Off. You were so close.
Hey, why couldn't I have rolled a nine
Dang
yesterday?
It. I know. Okay, yeah. So let me get the Box of Shame over here. Oh, that's heavy. It's in here. All right,
shake
tops.
It up, then give it to him.
Okay, let's shake it up. All the dares. You could do anything. I'm hoping he has to do the makeup with mannequin.
All right.
Nope. He's shuffling him around. What could it be?
Foot fetish?
Ooh.
Oh, yes!
This one,
okay.
This one is really good. Hold
Don't
on,
worry.
Though. Hold on. Here's the thing. I still need more time with this because I had all the options ready. There's one thing I have to do. After this song,
okay.
We will do the Box of Shame punishment, which is now pork chops.
Do you want to tell them what it is?
I am not
yet.
Putting my mouth on anyone's toes, by the way.
What if Joe sucks your toes?
How the hell is that a punishment for him?
That's
now I'm sick to my stomach. Listen, no, I will tell him. I want him to wait one song so he'll find out exactly what happens. We'll
Something
do it.
To do with your feet.
Yes, we'll do it next. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. I'm so sorry, Porkchop. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. At this time, let's do station identification. We are Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
WNOW FM HD1 Speedway W286CM.
Wake up every morning when I'm driving to school.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Indy's Radio Now 100.9.
The time has come, McKenzie. Porkchop is facing the Box of Shame. You can see video of this later on. Radio Now on our website. It's Joe and McKenzie, or just text JAM to 52140. We're also live on Instagram. You can see part of this.
You want to tune in right now because you have to watch at Joe McKenzie. The scene right now, Pork Chop is in a seat. He's got a blindfold on, a microphone in his hand. He is barefoot, and we've set up bowls all over the place. So foot fetish is what you drew, Pork Chop. Okay. And what you're going to have to do is dip your feet into each of these beautiful bowls and decipher what you're dipping into.
Oh, okay. Is there anything that can bite me? Like, what are those things called in the desert? Scorpions?
Yes, there is one scorpion with some lethal poison. Mackenzie, I'm noticing one thing, too. You might have to move that towel on the left. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Just because we don't want to get stuff on our studio floor.
Okay.
But we'll figure it out. That's all I'm saying. And Pork Chop, when you're doing the foot fetish thing here, don't stomp it down. This is not making grapes. You're using your foot as an exploratory tool to try to guess what is there.
So if get your toes up in there.
I don't remember the last time I cut my toenails. How do they look, Mackenzie?
Disgusting.
You could use a pedi. I'm not going to lie.
And because Mackenzie came up with it, everyone you get wrong, you have to take a bite of.
No, not really. I'm kidding. I would never make you do that. Okay.
I'm kidding. So first one, Mackenzie, please put it in front of him.
Okay, bowl number one. Take a dip.
You're right there. You're good.
You can use your toes. I would use your toes, not your heels.
Go back. Bring your foot back. Left.
Dip your toes in.
Down.
Dip
there
your
you go.
Toes in.
Ooh. Oh, that's easy. That's. Oh. It's either. It's cold. My first guess was beans, but like because of how cold it is, I'm gonna guess corn.
Final answer,
and
corn.
I'm not talking about like corn on my toes.
Final answer?
Corn.
It was actually baked beans.
I was right at first. Why are they so cold? Who puts baked beans in the refrigerator?
Because they come out of the can,
take
dummy.
Your toes
no, they're like
out.
Really
take
cold.
Out. Move your foot to the left.
Which one?
Your right foot. Move it to the left. Just tap it on the ground so you can kind of clean it off. There you go. You want to cleanse your palate. Tap
now,
it down.
Do you want to use the same foot for everything?
I'll use my left foot now.
Oh, God. All right. She's moving the bowl. Now gently put your toes down into the second one here.
Ooh, how does that feel? Hi,
it's cold again, too.
Describe what you're feeling.
It's mushy. I want to say this
Liv's
is...
getting sick. Get in there nice and tight, Liv, with the camera. We want good video of this. Oh, he's all the way in. He's toe deep.
I think that actually would feel nice,
this
right?
is like some sort of vanilla pudding.
Oh, he's going flavor on us.
I will give him... Correct, it's chocolate
pudding.
Definitely feels like vanilla.
Wow, I'm surprised how good you are with your feet.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, Liv, are you getting video of this? Because you're not... Liv will not look at the camera. Are you actually getting this?
Yeah.
Okay. Next up.
Oh, is this the palette?
Careful, though. You're getting pudding all over the floor. Get it on the towel.
I can't see. I'm blindfolded.
He's just like getting rid of everything.
Okay, is this the next bowl? Here's the book. Next bowl is coming your way.
Okay.
Do a little dippy dip.
Little left.
Left.
Down.
There you go, down.
Okay. Ooh. Oh, I know what this is. That's Doritos, right? Hold on. I'm
crunchy.
Crunching it. Yeah, that's... Oh, wait, no. It's not Doritos. What is that? It's crunchy... I thought Doritos, then I'm thinking maybe popcorn. Can I pick it up with one of my toes?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
What the heck could this be? That's not a chip. So scratch Doritos. I want to guess caramel popcorn, but...
close.
That's my guess, caramel popcorn.
They're actually almonds in a shell. Almonds and shells.
Oh.
Yeah.
How's that close?
Pork Chop, we have so many more left, but we only can do one more.
Okay.
So why don't you pick a number between 1 and 3?
Right, three bowls left. Which one do you want?
3.
All right, Mackenzie, give him bowl number 3, please.
Okay. Which foot are you going to use?
Righty. This one. Down? Ooh. Okay. Ooh. Ooh. Whoa. It feels like what Rice Krispies, what's that called? Is that called Rice Krispies? When they sit in milk for like too long?
No, keep your foot still. Keep it still.
And let it cover over the top of my toes.
So you think those are like Rice Krispies feeling?
Just, well, that's what it feels like. Rice Krispies cereal sat in milk for too long. It's mushy, but it's got some sort of small consistency to it. Maybe grits. It kind of feels like grits. Or not applesauce because it's not cold.
Do you feel anything moving in there?
Moving? No.
Go ahead, Pork Chop. Take off your blindfold.
Take off your blindfold.
Last one.
Ah! Ew! Dude! That's nasty! Ew! What the heck? ew.
What? I don't even know what these are. Ew. Joe, tell everyone what they are.
I don't know. Some sort of live worm.
They're
maggots.
Worms. Now our video sucks. Liv just ran away.
Oh. Liv just ran away to throw up. I'm going to throw up. These are like, what are these, Joe?
They're not mealworms? They're bigger ones. I don't know. Like, they're for feeding, like, to lizards and stuff.
I'm literally.
You were like Rice Krispies.
We are going to have video up later today at joemckenzie.com, so make sure you check that out. I just got his reaction on our Instagram story. It is the best thing I've ever seen.
I'm going to throw up. I don't want breakfast anymore.
Okay. Well, hey, Joe McKenzie, part of a well-balanced breakfast. Joe McKenzie on radio now. Has anybody seen Liv?
Liv. I think she was going to throw up. She just here. She's walking back now. Are you okay, girl?
No, I am not.
What's wrong?
I'm still mentally trying to. That was the grossest, most disgusting thing I've ever was witness to. And I'm just trying to keep my food down.
Was it the feet?
It was or everything. It was the feet. It was, I can't even say the word. It was the thing that was the last bowl. I can't. Oh, I'm going to have nightmares.
We
like
almost
legitimately
thought about
nightmares.
Crickets.
Yeah, crickets would have been fun.
But we thought they jump everywhere.
I hope
the
we threw that last bowl like legitimately outside because like if we just threw them away in a garbage, then like they can get out and
oh,
they
no,
can
they're in
like
the garbage.
Mate.
Don't
and
you
they can
feel like people
eggs.
In other countries eat those?
That's a delicacy, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to throw up. I'm going to throw up.
It's just their movement's disgusting.
One of them crawled onto a bowl.
Oh my god.
Joe!
Oh my god.
Joe!
She's Joe! Crying.
Crying!
Oh my god. Oh
Joe!
My god.
One of our coworkers just walked by. It's like, why is Liv crying?
Joe! Why did you do that?
I just thought I made her sit to her stomach. I didn't realize she was freaked out by him.
Liv, Joe did that!
She All right.
Crying, legit crying now.
All right, hang on. We'll be right back. It's Joe McKenzie. Joe and McKenzie here on Radio Now, and we are having a conversation because somebody needs help with their baby shower.
Yes, I do. So my beautiful sister is pregnant and she did the gender reveal. She's expecting a baby girl. So exciting. So we are going to throw her a baby shower, but I need some help. First of all, I need help deciding, and she's kind of deciding too, should we do a couple's baby shower or you think just keep it a girly girl fun shower?
Okay, I can't speak for all the guys, but 833-563-2539. Not that we don't care about our significant others or babies, but we do not want to be at a baby shower. That's, I think, more a thing that probably girls get more excited for. Not saying guys don't, but as a generalization, I think that's how it is. For example, my wife and I, if we ever have a child, I would prefer not to be at a baby shower. I know I'll have to be there.
You don't want to couples baby shower, so like Chops brings Hostage Boy, and you know,
no, because all my buddies are like, thanks Joe for making me come to your event.
But you guys could like drink in the corner, because as a planner I'm like, okay, so if guys are coming too, I want a place with like a bar or something open, you know, so we can do all
okay.
The cutesy stuff.
Well, if you're throwing in booze, then maybe you got my interest.
But I need to know, 833-563-2539, you think a couples baby shower or a girly girl baby shower, and what do you like, and what do you are you like, oh, it's so lame, like games, or should they be out the window, or have you ever done something really cool and fun? Because I want to make it unique and memorable, because what if she only has one, right?
Now, yeah, well, here's the thing. You have experience. You have a daughter, Lulu.
Yeah.
What did you do 11 years ago or 10 years ago
it's
when your baby was coming into this world?
Yeah, I had a baby shower, beautiful baby shower. It was all girls.
Okay.
It was all ladies, and I had it. Kiki, my mama, just threw a beautiful bash. I don't think we really played too many games. I'm not like a real game person. Maybe people guessed like the size of my belly. I kind of like the games when they incorporate the husband too, or like the significant other. You know, like what do you think your significant other would say? But some people do like the smash the diaper, you melt candy bars.
Wait, hold on. I've heard of that, but like what is that exactly? Explain, like smash the diaper.
So they melt candy bars in a diaper.
Nope, I'm
and
out.
And you have to smell it and just guess what kind of candy bar. I feel like Chops would be weirdly good at this
Chop
game.
Would make that a box of shame. Like, is it a candy bar or a kid's
Stick
poop?
Stick your tongue to it. Yeah.
Okay.
So I just need some advice in throwing the best baby shower ever because I feel, you know, pressure on my shoulders because I want to make it outstanding.
833-563-2539. If you got any advice, if it should be like just the ladies or it should be kind of a couples thing where you bring everybody, I think that could be really beneficial and help out. So when, like, are you roughly planning on doing this?
March. So I have a little time, but not too. And I need to know what venue type to go for. Like, where is an ideal place?
How many people do you think will be there?
See, that's the thing. If it's a single girl's thing, like a girl's thing, it'd be like 40. But if it's a couple's thing, that might double.
Hmm.
So I don't know.
All right, we'll try to get some help for you and see what we can do. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Baby shower talk. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. And McKenzie, no, she's not having a baby. Maybe one day again she'll have one, but her sister is, which is amazing
news.
Yes,
my little sister. We're so excited. She is due with a baby girl. And in March, I'm throwing her a baby shower. And I want to know the best place to do it. What should I incorporate? What should I leave out? And also, do you think just girls or are couple showers fun?
All right, let's go to the phone. 833-563-2539. Anna, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What would you say to do?
Well, when I threw my baby shower, I didn't really call it a baby shower because I hate baby showers. Like, when people invite me, I go because they invite me, but, like, they're so boring.
Right.
So, I had, I called it a party of life.
Party of life?
And, yes. It was Monsters, Inc. theme, and it was just, like, a regular birthday party, like, for a baby on its way. So, like, everybody came. My family's real small, so, like, everybody came, and we all just had a fun, like, kind of birthday party-style party, but okay. It was for a baby.
I
so
love
party
that.
Of life.
McKenzie, you all dress up as minions. You could have a minion-themed party. Just think about it. I'm telling you right now, it's a good one.
Interesting. Okay, thanks. Thanks. That's a fun idea.
Amy, you're on Joe McKenzie. We're talking about some ideas here for a little birthday. Well, not
baby
a birthday.
Shower.
Baby shower.
Okay, so my son calls them baby sprinkles instead of a baby shower, but
that's
I think
cute.
A good idea is instead of getting a bunch of cards that people honestly throw away, there's like these cute sayings you can send out, like in place of a card, please send in a book and sign your name so we can always remember you while we're reading at night. So then you
I
get all
that.
These baby books versus all these cards. And I think you should do men and women, and there can be a game of drinking beer out of the baby bottles for the men. It's a really fun game.
That is fun.
Amy,
okay, I'm writing this down.
Until I heard that idea.
Thanks, Amy.
I like that. And let's wrap it up with Lauren this morning. Lauren, what is your idea for a big old, why can I not think
baby
of
baby shower.
I'm so distracted. Baby shower. I'm like, birthday party. It's
baby
a birthday
shower.
Party. Sorry.
So my favorite thing that we've done at a baby shower is that we get a bunch of baby onesies in different sizes, and then all the guests design a baby onesie. So we had, like, fabric markers and paints and stencils, and everybody would design something, and then the mom decides on her two favorite. The last one we did this at, she was expecting twins. So she was expecting a boy and a girl, so she picked her favorite for the boy and her favorite for the girl. And it was really fun.
That is a cute idea. That
hey,
is different.
Lauren,
love it.
Thank you for the call. Kenzie on Radio Now. Good morning. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, making us a part of your day. Of course, there's all kinds of options, but we appreciate that you choose us.
OMG, the vibe in the studio, I can't even really describe it. If you missed the incident that just happened, Chops had to face the box of shame, and the last bowl he put his feet into were like mealworms moving
something
about.
Yeah, they're like for lizards,
wood chips, and Liv lost it. And then she came back into the room after being nauseous, and Joe put two worms on her microphone, and then all hell.
No, they were not on her microphone.
Oh my
they
God.
Were on my Tupperware with food in it.
What would be worse if they were on your mic?
I would have to
or
burn
in
my
your
life.
Food.
I threw out the Tupperware container. I threw out all my food.
but I think I would have to burn my mic, which I would definitely get in trouble for.
So to be fair, we need new studio equipment, so I'm going to go back and get those things out of the garbage.
I'm trying to imagine Liv talking into a mic and looking at that. That would have been the worst.
It's looking right at her like, hello. And she's like, oh! No,
I don't know what was happening because all of a sudden there's like a shriek and she darts out of the room. I'm like, oh, wow.
But she's back.
She's back and she's back. Okay. I was like, go get some air. It's okay.
And by the way,
barely breathing,
the full video from the box chain, we will put that up soon. Like when we can get that done, when Liv can compose herself in a couple hours. But I'm about to put something up in a moment on our Instagram. It's Joe and Mackenzie. If you follow us there, it's like a quick 5-second clip so you can see a little bit of behind the scenes. So follow us right now, Joe and Mackenzie on Instagram. And of course, check back later at joemackenzie.com. Liv, are you ready to talk on the mic?
Yes, I am.
So Liv the Web Girl, is your friend going through in something? Like you were talking about like a long distance relationship.
Well, it's just a pattern that me and some of my other friends have noticed that every guy she kind of starts to get involved with and starts talking to, and some of them she like dates for a while. Some of them, you know, it's just like they talk for a couple months, whatever. Every guy turns out to be far away, and it turns out to be an LDR, a long distance relationship. And we're just kind of like, is she doing this just by coincidence, happenstance, this is just happening, or is there something about a long distance relationship that she craves and that she's attracted to and she likes? Is this on purpose?
Is she like maybe a serial long distance lover?
Exactly. Like maybe it's subconscious. Maybe she doesn't know why, but for some reason, every time she gets involved with the guy, he lives far away and it's long distance.
I feel like I almost might prefer my next relationship to be a long distance relationship. Not that, just from the get, like initially.
Can you explain why? Because to me, that makes absolutely no sense.
I understand that. I think it's just because I'm so used to just like being on my own now and doing my own thing that it would just be a whole like swap of someone coming in the mix. Also, I've experienced really clingy people, and so I feel like it might be nice to just like see each other on the weekends, go travel, and just from the get. Obviously, if it got serious, I'd want to be like together, but.
I would almost put it in the same category as people that do the catfishing. Like, you know what catfishing is? Yeah. That's when you pretend to be someone you're not. And I think they do that because they want to have this great, loving relationship, but they're not confident in themselves. So I feel like doing this long-distance relationship thing is like the same thing. It's like, oh, you can have this fairy tale long-distance relationship, and it can be so perfect and great, but it's like a fairy tale. It's not real.
That's interesting.
Interesting. I mean, she has met these guys. And what's funny, too, is that like some of these guys, most of the time, she meets them all in person first. So like they'll be in town for Christmas. Like that's where they're from. She lives where they're from. Or they'll be in town for business or a bachelor party or something. So it's like she meets all these guys in person, but then they just happen to all be from out of town. It's so bizarre.
Like all my friends, especially like I'm going to see them on the West Coast, they're just like, you're not going to find your dude in the Midwest. They're like, you're just not. So it's just going to probably be like, I don't know why I'm very attracted to like West Coast, East Coast, big city. I don't know. It's something like a swag. I like an impeccable dresser. Not to say that I can't, I just haven't. There's more pickings, I guess.
What are you saying about me and my JNCOs? What are you trying to say over here?
What are JNCOs?
Oh, Google it. Yeah. It's a funny one.
Mackenzie, we need more guys to listen to the show, so we need you to...
need to think that there's a chance they can get with you.
Yeah, so let's redo your statement.
Maybe they're hiding. I don't know.
Well, listen, I don't think this is a good thing that Liv's friend keeps on going into a long-distance relationship. I think there's some kind of, whether she's conscious of it or not, there is some kind of underlying issue. Maybe she's afraid of the commitment. 833-563-2539. I mean, there's something going on here.
I think Porkchop might have, like, hit the nail on the head, maybe. I think there might be some truth. It's kind of like a fairy tale. You don't have to put any real work into it, maybe. I don't know.
But wouldn't you think it's more work to do long distance? Because you have to communicate on the phone. You have to FaceTime. It's expensive to see each other every time. I mean, but it is kind of more, I would say, maybe more romantic because you don't see each other 24/7.
You don't have to worry about getting pregnant, though.
True.
But that would be with all relationships, right?
No, it's not going to happen on FaceTime. It could happen face-to-face.
And absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Okay, thanks, Mom. 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next. It's Joe Mackenzie. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, 833-563-2539. Liv the Web Girl's got a friend where it seems like every relationship she's in ends up being a long-distance relationship. Is that something that she's doing on purpose? Is it kind of an underlying thing she doesn't realize? I think it's a problem. I don't see the benefits. I know people try to make it work, but I don't think anybody ideally would be in a long distance relationship. It's just, there's so many things that are hard about it. Let's say hi to Carlos this morning. Hey, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What did you want to say, Carlos?
I just wanted to say my wife and I relationship started as a long distance relationship. She lived in Texas. I lived here in Indianapolis. And for the first 6 months, it was like that, over the phone and on the online. And we've now been together for 8 years.
How did you make it work, like that long distance aspect when you were just, how did you really keep it fresh and keep it working?
Quite honestly, we started kind of real cheesy, staying up till 2 a.m., talking on the phone, the whole, you know, being very lovey-dovey. But that seemed to work for us. And I mean, there wasn't really nothing, you know, too out of the box that we were doing. Just, you know, just, I don't know. I felt like I really got to know her without ever seeing her.
Once I met her,
I was like, well, that's my girl. And, you know, it just went on from then.
In the 6 months that you were long distance, did you see her at all?
No.
Oh, wow. Me and my ex, we started off long distance like 6 months as well. And I went to see him like 2 times. But yeah, it's crazy.
I know. I'm excited. So I'm going to LA this weekend. And I've been talking to someone for like a long time. And I'm going to meet him for the first time.
No way.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't have that many expectations, like, because I don't want to be let down. But who knows?
That's exciting.
I know.
All right. Well, I think we have an idea of what's happening here. That long distance, though, I don't know how it's even possible. Mackenzie?
Yes.
What do you think is the best way to like separate or get divorced? Because the way our guy did it today in the dummy of the day, I don't think it's practical.
I have no clue.
Like,
would
you just like assume like maybe like get like a lawyer and like mediate it? Is that probably the best way?
I would say mediation. Yes.
Okay. This guy did not do mediation.
Uh-oh.
I don't think anybody's ever done a divorce this way. I'll tell you about it coming up after Lizzo.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Okay, getting divorced. Never easy when you got to separate with somebody, and usually it's expensive. You got to get a lawyer or an attorney or one of those things, right, Mackenzie? And
you
got to do all that and try to make things work for everybody. And of course, there's kids involved or pets or animals or assets. Woo, it goes on and on. That being said, a guy in Kansas said, I know how we can settle this. He asked a court in Iowa. He's a Kansas man, but he asked a court in Iowa where he was married to grant his motion for a trial by combat with his Japanese swords to settle a custody battle with his ex-wife.
By swords?
Yes, he is. He did ask the judge. I would like 12 weeks, Your Honor. I guess to give me time to find what I need. He wanted to source or make a katana. It's a Japanese sword, and he wanted to meet his ex-wife and her attorney on the field of battle, where he would render their souls from their corporal bodies.
Why did she divorce this gem of a
man? I don't know, women. Why do you let the good ones get away? I mean, not to critique your love's lives, but this guy right here sounds like a winner.
Mm-hmm.
He argued, to this day, trial by combat has never been banned or restricted as a right in the U.S., so I believe this is a decent option. Saying it was used as recently as 1818 in a British court. So I guess back in the day, they had a samurai battle, but...
Wow. Well, that's one way to do it.
What other ways could you decide something non-lethal, like if you're going to do like...
Paper, rock, scissors?
Okay, like, all right, Mackenzie?
Okay.
We'll do 1, 2, 3, shoot, okay?
We're battling for our house. We'll pretend.
No, battle of pork chop and liver, kids.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, shoot. One, two, three, shoot.
Ooh. I have rock, smash, or scissors.
Yeah, I feel like that was a delayed rock.
I get the kids.
Wait, one time?
Oh, okay.
What is this, a duel? Did you shoot me?
One, two, three, shoot. Oh, you saw what I was doing. Okay, yeah, one more time. Okay, one more time.
One, two, three, shoot. What
we're
is
both,
that?
We're both paper.
That is not paper. What is? Okay, this is so great on the radio
too.
Would
that be great though? If that's how they decided.
That's how you decide everything in life. Just rock, paper, scissors. You can check out the dummy of the day at joeandmackenzie.com. All right, Pork Chop, I need your help here because this is something I just can't even believe. You're asking people to tell a story about yourself that sounds like a lie, but is absolutely true.
Yeah, this is a lot of fun. So it's just something that's so insanely true that you can't believe it's true.
Okay, so we want real things. Don't lie to us, but we want, you know, it's going to have to be almost unbelievable. Like, you're never going to believe that this happened. I know we all got some around the room we'll share, but we want to talk to you at 833-563-2539. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Pork Chop, Face the Box of Shame. We have a little preview clip on our Instagram. Go check it out and follow us. It's Joe McKenzie. Full video will be posted later after Post Malone shuts up. Sorry.
That was so intense, that box of shame. Not even from the person doing it. Liv had a reaction too. So two people almost threw up.
Yes.
I was like 50-50, but I held it.
I was fine. Like,
you were fine.
I wouldn't want to eat one of those, but it doesn't bother me at all. Check it on out. And of course, full stuff at joeandmackenzie.com. We want you to tell us a story about yourself that sounds like a lie, but is absolutely true. 833-563-2539. I turn to producer Porkchop here to see what his story is that sounds like a lie, but is absolutely true. Scout's honor, he says.
Okay, I feel like you guys are going to judge mine and think it's like a flex or something.
Oh,
but,
God.
Like, this is so absurd, you're not going to believe it, but it's actually true. I once worked 115 days straight without a day off.
Wow.
See, I knew you guys, I was going to get not a good reaction. 115 days, that's a lot.
It's not like we think you're lying, we're just unimpressed.
I wouldn't say that's a flex. I think that's unhealthy.
Well, yeah, but
I would say that
sounds like a lie.
Not good.
But it really is the truth.
Were you that kid in school that never missed a day?
No, I've missed days.
You did?
Yeah.
So I would think you would want perfect attendance.
Oh, man, no, whatever.
He's like, I don't care, whatever. Mom. I'm not going to get that award at the end of the year.
Now he wants it, though.
Of course it is. I'm always here, boss. 833-563-2539. Looking for stories about yourself that sound like a lie, but are actually true.
So I was in Vegas, and I went to my very first Aerosmith concert ever with my friends. And none other than Steven Tyler himself. I was standing. He came up to me and serenaded me, put his hands on my hair. We sang together. His microphone. So they give you headphones when you're on, because I was actually on the stage. So you have different ears, so you can hear differently. So yep. I had like an iPod, so it got twisted up in his microphone. I shimmied down to untwist it. Then he gave me a kiss on the cheek. And then at the end of the set, he's like, oh, well, I'm in love with you. And I was like, oh! And these ladies in front of us had like traveled like hundreds of shows. And they were like, this is my first experience. And then all throughout, this was at MGM Grand in Vegas. And the rest of the time in the casino, they're like, you're that girl. Because it was on the Jumbotron. And it was like a surreal experience. I posted it on my Instagram if you want to check it out at Mackenzie Roth. But it was one of the best memories ever.
Hold on a second. Liv, I'm going to get to you. But Allie's calling in at 833-563-2539. Allie, tell us a story about yourself that sounds like a lie, but it's absolutely true.
So one time I was babysitting, and the parents were about to leave. I was talking to the kid, and side story, I had driven my roommate's car to work, and I was trying to, like, show him this little laser light she had on her key. I thought it was a laser light. It looked like one. And I accidentally maced him. I pushed the button, and it sprayed in his face in front of his mom.
The kid you were babysitting?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I worked with him for 3 years, so they knew me, but it was like the worst
thing
ever.
Was he screaming in agony?
Oh, yeah, and the mom was too. He almost threw up. It was terrible.
Wow.
That could be a next box of shame punishment.
No kidding.
kidding.
We call it mace face. We've got bear mace.
Legal
We've got
would
this.
Never go for that.
Oh, these are great. Hey, if you have any more, I would love to keep this going. It's 833-563-2539. Live the Web Girl. Do you have anything, a story about yourself that sounds like a lie but is absolutely true?
Yes, I was serenaded by Chance the Rapper outside of my sorority house my junior year of college.
Was this when he was up and coming?
This was, yeah, I mean, it was after Acid Rap, and he came for a concert, and so all of, like, the sorority houses were tweeting at him, like, come to our house, come to our house, come to our house. And he came at 2 in the morning and started singing. I was the only one awake, and I was standing on the other side of the door, and him and his whole squad was there, and he was literally serenading me. Aww. And it was magical.
That is so cool.
All right, let's see if we can get one more call in here. Chops is on the phone. 833-563-2539. I am just trying to think of a story about myself, but that I'm sure I have something, but I can't think. Like, your guys' are all so good. For now on, I should go first, because my stories usually suck. And that way, not even trying to one-up me, your guys' stories automatically will be better by default.
If I didn't have video and pictures, people would never have believed
like
me.
Like, I've seen that video before, and it looks like you actually know Steven Tyler.
He is, and I'm telling you what, he is like 71. The way he moves, I think his girlfriend's like 26. But the way he moves, he is a legend. He is a rock star. Like, it is, that's one of my best moments.
All right, 833-563-2539. We'll get more after the latest from Justin Bieber. Yummy. It is Joe McKenzie on radio now, taking your calls at 833-563-2539. We want you to tell us a story that sounds like it's a lie, but it is absolutely true. We just talked to a lady who maced a 2-year-old on accident. She thought it was a laser.
Like, if you were to first tell us, we'd be like, no way, you're making that up.
But it's totally true. Let's go this morning to line number 4, which is...
Jamie.
Hey, what up, Jamie?
Hello.
What's up? Tell us your story that sounds like it's a lie, but it's true.
Well, I am 32, love music, and I don't even watch TV. That's how much I love music. And I've never been to a concert.
You've never been to a concert of any kind?
Of any kind, ever in my whole life.
Like, do you not want to go, or you just haven't had the chance? I don't understand that.
No, I just haven't. I don't know. It's never really came up. Like, I mean, I've had people offer me, but it never really came through, I guess you'd say.
Okay, so if you were to go to a show, what artist would you want to see?
I'm not even a picky person. I love all music. Like, I listen to all of it, like, from rap to country to pop. I listen to everything. Jeez. So I got the thing with Maroon 5 right now because of the memory song.
Hey, Jamie, your phone's cutting out, but thank you for calling in this morning to Joe McKenzie. We hope you get to a concert soon.
Yeah, experience that live music.
Let's talk to Amber. Hey, Amber, you're on Joe McKenzie. Tell us a story about yourself that sounds like a lie, but it's absolutely true.
Hi, yeah. So I was actually living in Florida at the time, but my ex was driving our car, and we pulled down this street that's kind of like in a housing addition. And all of a sudden, money just filled in the window.
Amber, stop. You got to talk directly into your phone. You're cutting out really bad. So right against your mouth, no speakerphone, okay? Because I want to hear your story.
Okay. So we were driving down this road. My ex was driving, and all of a sudden, money just filled our windows. And we're in the car park. We looked at each other like, what? And he unscrewed my seatbelt, and I jumped down, and I started picking up all this money. There was like, mostly 20s here and there.
Amber, thank you for the call.
I heard something about money and 20s.
Today is a day where not a damn thing can go right. Amber, I appreciate it. I don't know what the hell's wrong with the phone connection, but thank you for calling in. Maybe you can DM us so we can hear more about it. It's Joe McKenzie. But thanks, everybody, for sharing those stories. They're absolutely insane. Joe and McKenzie. What a show it was today. Producer Porkchop has one of those scariest screams I've ever heard in my life.
Intense.
You can hear it and see why on our Instagram right now, Joe and McKenzie. We put it up there on our feed for you to check out. McKenzie, how's your day looking? What do you got going on?
It's good. I'm going to go get my hair done, and then I'm going to meet my parents for dinner tonight with my little Lucy, and it should be great. I might start packing. I'm headed to Los Angeles this weekend, which I'm excited because it's supposed to be freezing cold here in Indy. It's going to be in the 30s. 30-ish, maybe 40. But anyway, it'll be nice to get some sunshine and just to get away and hang out with some of my friends. What about you guys?
I am going to be going to my wife's Christmas party. It's coming up today.
I'm excited for you. It's so cool. It's at noon.
Yes. So I get to get out of work and go do that. Then I get to go work out, and I have to meet at 3 o'clock for that. So I'm like, crap, the party goes to 3, so I'm going to have to dip out early, and I can't get too wild. And then other than that, I'm going to relax a little bit. I might play some COD with Pork Chop. I guess it kind of depends. What are you doing today, Chops?
For the first time since, like, Thursday, I have a shift off. Like, I've literally worked doubles between my steakhouse job and here, like, every day. So I just want to relax. I want to get some things done, maybe do some laundry, play some COD, like you said. I have to return some boxers that my mom got me for Christmas because they're too big. And, yeah, so just a nice, relaxing day.
All right, and Live the Web Girl, how is your day looking? What do you got going on?
I'm
going
to try to find a Xanax, and that's about it. I, like, am still so upset and just, like, traumatized and, like, have PTSD from the Dare Dice situation, and that's literally my only plans. Thank God I do not have a Cycle Bar class today because...
You couldn't do it.
I couldn't.
In case you missed it, I had to stick my feet in worms, and one of them got on Liv. So, yeah. It was not good.
It wasn't just that. It wasn't just you putting your feet
in
them.
Yeah, one of them got on you, I said. You were covering your ears.
If you missed the audio, here's Pork Chop. He's screaming. You can check this out. Listen to this. Yeah, that is an intense, manly scream if I've ever heard one.
This was an interesting experience here today.
It was. It was a wonderful, wonderful day. So check it all out, joeandmackenzie.com. All right, for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Live the Web Grill, and producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.